In Luke chapter 23, there is an incredible lesson for your life today. It's only 5 words in the English language. In the Greek, it's only 2 words. And these come from the mouth of Jesus Christ. I don't know where you are in your relationship with Christ, but understand this, that your relationship with Christ is always growing. He is in the very midst of reconciling you to Him every moment and every day. There are times when you will feel reconciled to God, but He is never through working in you. Do you understand that? He is never through working in you. He is always teaching you. He is always guiding you. So please understand this and how He works in your life. In Luke chapter 23, this is what it says. And the whole body of them, that's the chief priests, the Sanhedrin, the scribes, who had gone to Christ the night before, taken Him away. Then the whole body of them got up and brought Jesus before Pilate. And they began to accuse Him, saying, "We found this man misleading our nation and forbidding to pay taxes to Caesar, and saying he himself is Christ, a king." So Pilate asked Jesus, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus answered him and said, "It is as you say." Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no guilt in this man." But they kept on insisting, saying, "He stirs up the people, teaching all over Judea, starting from Galilee, even as far as this place." These words, "It is as you say," are a pivotal point in your life. Whatever you do in life, wherever you go, however you feel about yourself, whatever you believe, it is as you say. The chief priest never went before God and said, "Is he the Christ?" They went before Pilate. They talked among themselves. But they never asked God. What do you ask of God? Have you ever gone before God humbly on your knees and asked Him, "Are you the Christ? Are you my Savior?" Jesus answered him and said, "It is as you say." I love Jesus Christ. I love God. Jesus Christ is my Savior. It is as you say. As you go throughout this day, begin it right now. Stand before God and ask Him, "Are you really God? Is Jesus really the Christ, the sacrifice for my sin, the Savior of my soul? Did Jesus Christ really take all of these beatings upon Himself? Jesus, Were you crucified on my behalf? Did my sin and the sin of the world come upon you? And did you die because of my sin? Jesus, were you resurrected? Did you ascend to heaven? Do you still intercede on my behalf? You need to answer this because it is as you say. That's what faith is about. It is as you say. I say this, Jesus Christ is my Savior. He is the one who died for my sin. He is the one who continually draws me into his presence, and I have a hope that I will see him face to face when I take my last breath on this earth, and I will see those who have gone before me, and I will see them with new bodies. I will see them in glory because Jesus is the Christ, the Savior, the very person of God who became a human and who suffered the consequences of my sin and still chose to love me. Who is Jesus Christ? Don't ask Pilate. Don't ask your friends. Stand before God today and ask him, who are you? Because it is as you say. Father, give your child the ability to kneel before you today and reveal their own love and faith in you today. Amen.